Hey guys, it's Drew from Court of Nerds here telling you that Tom and Cheat in Granville is back. They've got impressive meal deals, so here's what you can look forward to when you stop by to get cheesy. Start your week off with a $29.95 Monday meal deal that feeds a family of four. No one wants to cook to start the week, so go get cheesy instead. Plus, kids 12 and under eat free from 4 to 8 every Tuesday. Or enjoy a half-off grilled cheese donut every Wednesday from 4 to 8. And if you download the free Tom and Cheat app like I did, you can hop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Plus, if you're like Stacy and you need it gluten-free, they can take care of you. Tom and Cheat is proud to support Chia, a locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Cheat on 44th Street in Granville near Cabela's. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the only podcast that prefers their croissants buttered.
Buttered croissants.
I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
And we are your Court of Nerds. Today's going to be kind of a hodgepodge, mishmash of ball bags. We're going to figure all this stuff out. A lot going on. John wants to get into some more Last Jedi talk. We've got to talk Black Panther's phenomenal pre-sale numbers. And Oscar noms came out today, and Lego Batman got screwed. F you, Oscar voters. Clearly, you don't understand greatness when it's staring you in the face.
They give it to Boss Baby, really?
Boss Baby and Ferdinand, a.k.a. John Cena's kind of a bull.
Sorry, I'm just saying Boss Baby was kind of a cool movie. And so.
Did you just whisper about your love of Boss Baby?
I kind of liked Boss Baby.
Is that what just happened? Sorry. You just whisper your love of Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
not at the cost.
It has a Baldwin in it.
It does.
As Drew would say.
All right, I hate you both. But somebody who is far more hated than either one of you or me, for that matter, former WWE superstar Enzo Amore, he the certified G, he the not so bona fide stud anymore.
No.
Amore faces rape allegations from a case stemming all the way back to October. Essentially, he's been investigated and they're waiting on lab results to come back to confirm or deny that rape was involved. And it might even be to confirm or deny that Amore was involved. His real name, of course, Eric Arndt. But I'm going to continue to refer to him as Enzo Amore.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this case, and I don't want to get over political with it, because the reason we're even talking to you about it is because it involves what was one of our favorite WWE superstars. Now, his heel turn as of late and his other behaviors have kind of turned him off to the majority of the audience. If it was just a work to be the biggest heel possible, man, it might have been the greatest work on the planet.
Pretty sure it worked very well. I mean, all them wigs in the crowd. I mean, his pop, even without big cast, it was unbelievable. I mean, it's no Daniel Bryan, but I mean, he had his pop for sure. Everybody screaming, bada boom, realest guy in the room,
realest
how
champ
you doing?
In the room.
Yeah, either one.
That's the crazy thing. The man was the WWE's cruiserweight champion, and part of the disjointed mess of Raw 25 was because Enzo was set to be a major part of the show in the third hour. He was set to go one-on-one with Goldust. It's part of his continuing feud with Cedric Alexander that was building towards a Cruiserweight Championship match Sunday at the Royal Rumble. Now, WWE has yet to announce what they plan to do. The segment between Goldust and Enzo was replaced and edited to instead feature, something that we all saw, Rhino, Heath Slater, and Titus Worldwide. Originally, the Dudley Boys were going to come out and save their old pal Goldust from a beatdown at the hands of the Zo-Train. So instead of Heath Slater through a table for no discernible reason, we would have probably seen Gaba Gulak go through a table, which would have been significantly more entertaining.
EC-dub.
EC-dub. But instead, well, the Zo-Train was sent to try and save the Manhattan Center, which instead chanted bullshit at the poor men.
Yeah.
Raw 25, in general, before we move anything forward, Raw 25 was a shit show. Like, let's be straight about it.
Well, let's just say this. I mean, you guys didn't watch the beginning. You were not there at the beginning.
I watched the opening montage. I did get caught up. I did watch all of it today.
Okay, so you
prepped for the show.
Well, either way, I'm just saying, the Stone Cold
skit. I drank all my wine last night.
Yes, you did. The Stone Cold skit was great. It was at a 10 at that point. You have Shane playing out that, I mean, he sold that stunner like no other. And even old man Vince sold it.
Well, Vince tried his best.
He tried his best. I mean, he's like 78. It's whatever.
Yeah, when you're basically the Grim Reaper, the Crypt Keeper, that's the best you can do.
But when that glass broke, I mean, it went nuts. And then it went all downhill from there.
But
except the Daniel Bryan Miz standoff.
Daniel Bryan Miz, and you know what the problem was, though, with last night? And we didn't plan on doing this, but we got to at least talk about it quickly. And we'll talk about it again. Be watching out this weekend for a podcast featuring myself, John, and we're going to borrow our buddy Sweetwater from the Geekiverse, do a little Royal Rumble preview. I'm sure we'll discuss Raw 25 and more of this bullshit with Enzo Amore. Raw 25, though, the issue wasn't a lack of stars. The issue was a lack of direction. The issue was, oh, here's just this one thing that doesn't have anything to do with this other thing, that doesn't have anything to do with this other thing, that doesn't tell me anything about the 25-year history of Raw. You know what it was? It was a show where if you hadn't been watching Raw for 25 years, you had no clue what the hell was going on at multiple points. Stacey, no one can see your hand in the air.
That was me.
Literally no one can see your hand.
I know, I was raising my hand so that you would see.
Then
that was me.
You said, that's me. I'm the person. Okay, either way.
I did that.
Continue.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Oh, my brain. But basically, they did a wrestling show for hardcore wrestling fans, when really Raw 25 would have been a great way to bring back casual fans and to entice new fans. Hey, here's something you loved back in the past. Well, here's that thing you loved with a new thing you can love now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what that sketch was all about.
Well, they attempted to do that, and I think you're referring to the end, near the end of the show, the D-Generation X, mm-hmm. Balor Club revival thing.
Because that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. But then nothing happened. A squash match on what is one of the WWE Universe's favorite tag teams in the revival. Now, if we're getting a revival Balor Club feud, I'm okay with all of this.
I mean, you could say it would be too sweet.
If the point of that whole thing was to finally put Finn all the way over,
oh man,
I'm okay with it. Because all signs pointed to now Balor might be the guy to win the Royal Rumble. I mean, Triple H standing in the ring, too sweet at the guy.
I know. The Rumble's so up in the air, though. But
we'll get to that again. Yeah. More. We're not going to dwell on that
today,
too much
not
here.
Today, not today.
But Raw 25, the big problem was, yes, Stone Cold, glass breaks, Austin comes out, crowd loses its shit. He chugs a bunch of beers, stunners some McMahons, and doesn't say anything?
No, he never. I don't think he said
the
a word.
The best mic worker in the history of WWE. Like, this side of Ric Flair.
Not on mic, anyway. He was screaming in their face when they were down on the ground like he usually does.
But. Right. But, I mean, look, run in, grab a mic, say, if y'all want me to Stone Cold stunner these sumbitches, can I get a hell yeah?
At least something. I mean,
something.
He didn't say a word.
Something.
Even Undertaker said words.
Yeah, but they were pointless, stupid words.
Yeah, they were. And I felt like he almost cried.
Yeah. Well, because I think he thinks he... I think he realizes, quote-unquote, retiring at WrestleMania was not actually what he wanted to do. He thinks he made a mistake. You know how much money he made to wrestle one match?
No.
$2 million. And to do a couple other appearances. $2 million to work for one night on a night most wrestlers would kill to work for free. So again, I don't think Taker's done, but I thought it was pointless. I thought Raw 25 was a giant waste of everyone's time, did nothing to hype the Rumble. And again, you had cool moments, but you didn't do anything with them.
No.
Chris Jericho and Elias should have been the coolest thing ever, and then they should have fought. Have Cena come out and interrupt it or something? Because again, the rumor sheets are saying Elias is going to take Samoa Joe's place, feud with Cena to kind of build up to WrestleMania for Cena to go then and likely fight The Undertaker. So either way, it was a mess, and it was a bad mess, and not a fun mess at all. Had moments, not nearly enough to drive a 3-hour show. Oh, all right, so that's the first thing. Enzo Amore is a piece of garbage. The Royal Rumble is this weekend. We will have a podcast up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, Last Jedi. John, you want to do final numbers?
Well, the final numbers as of today are roughly about $605 million domestically, and it's at $1.296 million worldwide. They're projecting it to be about $1.325 total once its run is complete, which is about $300 million short of what Disney expected the entire run to be once the once they saw the original numbers when it first came out with that $220 million opening weekend. Now, I think I projected it to be 1.8, but I also projected it to be way less divisive than it actually was.
Yeah.
And with that 90% on Rotten Tomatoes with the critics, you would have thought that it would have played out more, but it seems to be that fans really, really didn't like go see it multiple times like they did Force Awakens. Plus, we have been oversaturated with Star Wars movies. I mean, there are more Star Wars movies in the past 2 years than Cleveland Brown wins. So, with that being said, Han Solo movie, big rumors for that are Super Bowl Sunday is when we're going to see the trailer.
Really?
Finally. Either that or this week. They don't really know if it's going to be pushed towards Black Panther since it's all Disney, or if they're going to wait until Super Bowl. But that is the rumor. Finally going to start pushing the movie. But it does kind of bring a lot of questions into why they're bringing Deadpool up into May and pushing New Mutants all the way back to next year, which was supposed to come out this year, I believe, in the summer. So, final numbers on Star Wars The Last Jedi. I mean, it still made a crap ton of money. It's a good movie. Rian Johnson's the king troll on Twitter. And Disney's pretty much prepared for Solo to bomb. So, we'll see how it goes.
Which is crazy, by the way. Preparing for a Star Wars movie to bomb.
I don't think it'll bomb, but I don't think it'll make $500 million.
Yeah, no,
I think it'll make high twos, low threes, like a normal, like a 2005 Star Wars movie.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's your Star Wars update.
But
for the
that's,
day.
I mean, that's really all it is. I mean, yeah. There's really no more to it than that because there's zero info on Han Solo.
That's a good point. It's a good point. We don't know anything about it. Something we do know more about today is the Oscar nominees.
We do.
The Oscar noms are out. And once again, it is 90% Oscar bait leading the way. Films like Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, The Post, Phantom Thread are leading the way. However, the surprising Shape of Water from nerd favorite Guillermo del Toro led all films with 13 nominations.
Uh-huh.
Del Toro also managed to snag a Best Director nomination. Del Toro's leading actress snagged a nom, Sally Hawkins, as well as the supporting actress, Octavia Spencer, and supporting actor, Richard Jenkins. The movie was expected to do well at award season, but not this well. Margot Robbie, a nerd favorite and a John favorite, and a Stacey favorite?
She's just not really my type.
She doesn't really do it for you?
No.
Doesn't rev the engine?
No, she's no Rachel McAdams.
Fair. Robbie is nominated for Best Actress for her role in I, Tonya.
She's not going to win, but...
She's not going to win, but she maybe should. I've heard I, Tonya is great. That's what I want to go see. I've got to get out and see that one. Some of the surprising snubs. James Franco gets nothing for The Disaster Artist. A lot of people are saying that's linked to him currently facing 5 separate accusations of sexual assault.
Yes. Especially since he won the Golden Globe, and usually it's hand in hand.
Usually they go together. The fact that he's not even nominated for director, actor, and The Disaster Artist didn't make the Best Picture list. Let me point that out again. Disaster Artist, which everyone had tabbed as an Oscar favorite, doesn't even make the list. No nomination for supporting actor for his brother Dave, who I thought was incredible.
Did you see that movie?
I did. I did see The Disaster Artist. Really enjoyed it. Really, really fun film. The only nomination that I can find for The Disaster Artist, Best Adapted Screenplay. Best Adapted Screenplay. No nod for the cinematography. No nod for the film editing. Another film that I thought got vastly snubbed, one that one that all three of us love, Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Baby Driver was nominated for best film editing.
Lame Oscar award.
Best film editing, sound editing, sound mixing.
Soundtrack?
I don't see soundtrack.
No?
No. Some of your other nominees of note. Production design nets Beauty and the Beast a nomination. However, they missed out on visual effects. Your nominees for visual effects, which is really the only place that you get an award if you are a nerd film. Blade Runner 2049.
I think that'll win.
Guardians Volume 2. Kong Skull Island.
Star Wars
The Last Jedi. And War for the Planet of the Apes. Star Wars is also nominated for sound mixing. Star Wars also nominated for sound editing. Oh, Beauty and the Beast also picked one up for costume design.
I'm going to give a big round of applause to Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, man. This is one, you and I talked about this when the first rumors of who the Oscar noms were going to be.
Yeah.
And we both said,
was he going to get snubbed? If he gets snubbed,
We riot. But not only did Jordan Peele snag a nod for Best Director, Greta Gerwig snagged a nod for Best Director, each of them becoming the fifth of something. Gerwig, the fifth woman ever nominated for Best Director. Jordan Peele, the fifth African-American ever nominated for Best Director. Took you a long time there, Academy. But, hey.
It's 2018.
Maybe recognize a little more often. Here's my one that I think, and again, I did watch Dunkirk. I'm not a big war movie guy. But I don't see why Nolan is up for Best Director for it. It doesn't seem like he did anything out of the ordinary in making a war movie. I also don't understand Dunkirk's nod for Best Picture.
Well, I would say the way they put the movie together would probably be the reason why he would be up for director, because it wasn't a straightforward beginning, middle, end movie. It was more of a three different stories with three different timelines that are all going to run together and we're going to jumble it up. So, I mean, it was more of a Tarantino type of film than it was a Nolan film, it seemed. It was more here, 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 and now back to here, and then now we're going to go here. And it was good, but yeah, like I said, but I haven't also seen any of the other nominees.
The Oscar noms. Again, real quick to just run down Best Picture. Call Me by Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out with a Best Picture nod, Lady Bird, The Phantom Thread, The Post, The Shape of Water, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That movie is pretty cool.
I've heard good things. I have not seen.
I watched it.
The Post, I've heard, is just Oscar bait. Nothing more, nothing less. Meryl Streep gets her nod for Best Actress.
I think that's her 21st.
Some crazy biz. Here's what I don't like, though, right? And again, The Phantom Thread is getting good reviews.
I still don't know what it's about.
No, it looks creepy as all hell.
Is it the Daniel Day-Lewis one?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And it's supposed to be Daniel Day-Lewis's last movie.
Yeah, he's retiring after this.
Right. Just like Cher's not touring.
And Ozzy is
and
not
Ozzy's
playing
done,
anymore.
And Art Van Furniture's going out of business. Daniel Day-Lewis, I mean, dude, come on. Man, you don't have enough of these yet? You gotta say it's your last film? Come on.
What is his percentage of win for nominations? I thought about that today. Like, how many has he been nominated for and won?
Well, he won for There Will Be Blood. I don't think he won for Lincoln.
What about Gangs of New York, one of my personal favorites?
I think Leo was up for that one.
Well, we know Leo doesn't win anything.
Well, no, he has one.
Leo won one thing.
Hey, that's one
thing.
That's one more than you got.
That's one more than you got, yeah. We used to be able to say, I have as many Oscars as Leonardo DiCaprio. But now we can't.
He is 3 for 6 noms for wins, Daniel Day-Lewis. One, he actually did win for Lincoln. We're both wrong.
Oh,
he
no
did
way.
Win for Lincoln.
Okay.
One for There Will Be Blood. One in 1990 for the film My Left Foot. He's 3 for 5 right now. If he wins, he'll be 4 for 6.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty high percent.
He was nominated for Gangs of New York, did not win. He was nominated for In the Name of the Faith.
I haven't heard of that one.
Neither have I. So
I wonder who won for that year. It doesn't matter, but I'll look up later.
I got it.
Let's talk about a movie that got snubbed.
Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Well, that's a good reason why.
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
Well, another movie that I don't know.
That timeline doesn't seem right, but okay.
Another movie that I don't know if it'll be up for any Oscars, but again, multiple people already proclaiming it Marvel's next winner is Black Panther.
Yes.
This is your official warning that there are starting to be spoilers in the trailers. Spoilers in the trailers, folks.
So don't watch them, Grant.
Marvel, for some reason, doesn't realize what they already have on their hands. They have a hit. Black Panther sold more movies pre-sale. Sold more tickets pre-sale than any Marvel movie before it.
Until Infinity War. Let's be honest.
Sure.
I wouldn't be spending all this time watching the movies.
Yeah, right.
If it wasn't a big deal.
The movie opens February 16, and for some reason, Marvel keeps pushing out featurettes and all these different things trying to get you to go see Black Panther. I don't really want to look at them and be like, yo, Marvel, we going to go see Black Panther anyway.
We're
here.
You got us.
We're here.
You suckered us in. So, I'm all about Wakanda.
Wakanda. Again, it looks like just an incredible flick. I'm really looking forward to being able to see it. Really looking forward to, hopefully, I don't know.
Let me ask you guys this. Let me ask you this. Because I was watching or reading a lot of stuff about Wonder Woman and how it got completely snubbed from all the Oscars. Now, I think we all can agree that we enjoyed Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Was it Oscar worthy?
No.
No. That's a fast answer, but I don't think it was an Oscar-worthy film.
Mm-mm.
Not for Best Picture, not for Gal Gadot, not saying she's a bad actress, but no. I really enjoyed Wonder Woman, but just because a movie breaks $400 million, and just because everybody is genuinely like, oh my gosh, DC finally did something right, doesn't mean it deserves an Oscar.
I think that Fast and the Furious should get an Oscar, John.
Because it made $1.8 billion?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That means it's good, right?
Hang on. Now, here's my question, though, okay? Look at the other nominees for Best Picture last year.
Tell me,
yeah, because that's when Wonder Woman came out, right? 2017?
Yeah, but it would be this year's Oscars.
Would it be on this year's Oscar list?
Yeah.
Oh.
All those movies that you just named came out last year. It's
You're right. For some reason, I'm placing Wonder Woman way further back in my mind.
I
apologize.
Because there's been so many.
Yeah, there's been a lot. That's why the
movies come out in December, so they're fresh in your mind.
That's why the Oscar bait ones, yes.
Yeah, they come out in released January 8th, but limited released on the 25th. That's how you steal Oscar noms. That's because it came out. It technically came out in 2017. That's how it works. Either way.
True. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Look, but again, let's look at the list then. Let's look at the list and tell me why Dunkirk was better than Wonder Woman. Tell me what about the filmmaking of Dunkirk that makes it so far superior.
But what makes Wonder Woman that much better than Dunkirk? I can argue it both ways.
Unique story. Hadn't been told before.
Captain America.
Female star.
Captain America.
The female star of Captain America?
I'm just saying, Wonder Woman is pretty much Captain America, but in World War I.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Hold on. How many other live
Dunkirk's
action...
a true story.
Right. And we've seen, again...
That was told in an extremely accurate way.
I don't disagree, but I've seen Saving Private Ryan.
Also won Best Picture
again,
of the year.
I know, but we've already seen it. This is my problem with the Oscars. Right, and why I'm so excited that movies like Get Out and Lady Bird are nominated. Okay? I'm so excited because they're different. The Oscars now just award old white men who do the same thing other old white guys did.
Well, a lot of those movies do win. The ones that are different tend to win sometimes, but when it's clear, like, I don't know, you don't have to bring it up, but like, I'm pretty sure Saving Private Ryan was a clear winner that year. Clear winner.
I will look it up.
Drew is going to the keyboard.
No, it's fine.
I mean, you know I'm going to look it up.
See, and I haven't seen Dunkirk yet, which I know is shocking because Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I was going to say, how the hell have you not seen Dunkirk yet?
I can't go to a theater knowing that I'm going to cry. I just can't do it. Like,
no,
I will
think
cry
this one's make
in
you
the
cry,
sadness
actually.
Of my own home. Thank you.
I don't think Dunkirk will make you cry.
No, it's a war movie. When I see war movies or dog movies, I'm not going to the
theater.
Okay,
but this war movie's actually got a fairly happy ending for the most part.
Maybe I will watch it.
maybe I'll watch it.
I will watch it at home.
I wouldn't say a happy ending, but you're like, oh.
I will watch it at
saved.
Home.
Yay. Spoiler alert.
God damn, John.
If you know bastard. Anything about Dunkirk, you know what the hell happens, okay?
Yeah, it's for real. It's based on a true story.
It's what war movies
it's literally based on a true story.
See, I don't think Saving Private Ryan was based on a true story. It was just a story based around true events like World War II.
Also, Saving Private Ryan didn't even win Best Picture.
It didn't?
Just for the record, no.
Was it nominated?
It was also up the same year as The Thin Red Line, which I believe is, again, Saving Private Ryan was nominated. It lost to Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, that's
for real?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Spielberg.
Oh, there you go. Right there, though. There's
Spielberg
an
picked
example.
Up. Hold on. Spielberg picked up Best Director for the film.
That's what it was. Okay. I knew something won.
Yep. But again.
But there's your example of different movies winning Best Picture right there. Like Forrest Gump.
Hold on. Shakespeare in Love, which is literally about the oldest form of theater ever, is something new and different.
Yep.
Apparently don't look
year.
At me. I have no excuses for him.
Okay. It also came out the same year as Elizabeth, which was another movie about the same time period.
Mm, yeah.
Different, though.
Different.
Okay.
Yep. True story.
A movie that was different that got snubbed entirely this year that we have not talked about nearly enough, the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, what the hey?
I didn't think it was all that great.
First of all,
I thought
fuck
it was
you.
Funny.
Rewatch
I thought it was
it.
Funny.
Rewatch
I
it.
I fell
no.
asleep.
Rewatch it. Rewatch it. I'm dead
Maybe
serious.
Try not falling asleep this time.
Well, no. I mean, again, if you fall asleep, you fall asleep. It is what it is. But to have this list, this is the most egregious snub to me in animated film since Your Name wasn't nominated. Again, when will the Academy start to recognize anime? I don't know.
Nah,
Boss
that's not happening.
Baby. Fucking Boss Baby?
Okay, name the animated ones. Let's
Boss
guess who's going to win. Let's
the
guess
Breadwinner. Ferdinand, starring John Cena.
Yep.
Loving Vincent, and Coco.
Coco's gonna win.
Coco.
Oh, you mean because it's a Disney Pixar ripoff of a film that was much better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when you get contrite about things, Drew.
I fucking hate Coco. I want to burn it with fire. It's a piece of shit movie.
What did Isaac say?
Isaac said he didn't want to see it because it's a ripoff of The Book of Life, and he loved The Book of Life. The Book of Life was a great movie.
Apparently, Coco was really good.
Yeah, because people didn't see Book of Life, because people are fucking stupid.
Well, that's the difference between DreamWorks and Pixar.
Yeah. One of them writes real stories, the other one steals them from DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm.
Ferdinand
He's
being
so
nominated.
Angry.
I know.
Ferdinand being nominated is the piece of shit here. Let's be real. Ferdinand being nominated is the piece of shit here.
Are you more pissed about Boss Baby or Ferdinand?
Actually, Ferdinand. Ooh. Actually, Ferdinand.
Because Boss Baby.
Shut up, John.
Shut the fuck up about Boss Baby.
John. Watch
I'm
Boss.
Go over there.
You want to cry? Watch Boss Baby.
Does it have?
Hold up. You fell asleep during Lego Batman, but Boss Baby made you cry.
I lived with my sister for 2 months. I had to watch Boss Baby.
Like I said, I have no.
I had to watch Boss Baby.
We're not.
Listen, I'll tell you right now what's going to win. What's going to win? Coco. Because Lego Batman's not nominated. Otherwise, Lego Batman would win. Loving Vincent's gonna win. Loving Vincent's going to win. It's the kind of movie Hollywood loves. It's artsy. It's about history. It's made. And I'd be happy if Loving Vincent wins. It's made in a unique and different way.
Is it different?
It's different.
Okay.
It's unique. It's original. It's a new. John, here's the big thing. It's a new way to make a movie, and it's a new way to tell a story. How's that?
So what exactly are the Oscars for? Is it just the
old
best?
White people. It's for old white people.
I mean,
the Oscars are for old white people.
The intent, like what do you expect it to be?
For old white people.
You expect them
the
to
Oscars,
do all these things?
Old white the people Oscars to win. Have been downhill since 2008? Eight.
That's oddly specific. Why 2008?
Yeah, well, I'm side-eyeing you here, too. Go on. I mean,
when
I'm
The
curious.
Dark Knight wasn't even
oh.
nominated.
I would go, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't disagree.
It wasn't even nominated. Heath Ledger won. He was already passed at that time, but he won Best Supporting Actor. The movie wasn't even nominated. That movie was the best movie of that year. Maybe.
You can say the same. But that critique has been coming up in following years when movies like The Avengers get snubbed. Just because it makes a bunch of money doesn't mean it's not a good movie.
Right. The Avengers was, if you pull up that year, 2012, The Avengers probably should have won. Maybe. There's like that one movie where you're like, it's like that should probably win over a comic book movie. But then you're like, why does it have to win over a comic book movie?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Like, what's wrong with comic book movies winning Oscars? What's wrong with sci-fi movies winning Oscars? If it should win, it should win.
Well, it's that stuff that the new young hip generation likes.
What, didn't Gravity win Best Picture or was nominated for Best Picture? I mean, that's a sci-fi movie, but it wasn't like a Star Wars sci-fi movie. It was a grossly not true adaptation of a woman flying through space and getting home. Like, that's what it was.
So you think that Star Wars should get an Oscar nod? Like, for Best Picture?
Not the recent ones. Star Wars movie should have been nominated for Best Picture is Empire Strikes Back. And I think it was, actually. Or it was not. It was nominated for something. Look up 1980 when you're done.
I love how you know all of the years.
By the way,
John,
it would have been the 2013 Oscars. 2013. I was looking up the wrong year.
Because it was 2012.
All right, so look up
out.
81 Oscars when you're done.
Bamboozled by your own.
Bamboozled. Well, it came out in 2012.
All right, 2013 Oscar winners, the 85th Annual Academy Awards. Argo was your Best Picture winner.
It's that Ben Affleck one, right?
Yep, yeah. Which people didn't think was that great.
I mean, it was okay.
There's a point right there. Yeah. There's a point.
Other movies that were nominated ahead of Avengers: Silver Linings Playbook, Lincoln,
J-Law, Lincoln,
Life of Pi, Les Mis, the redo, Django, Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Django Unchained?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that movie was fantastic.
Yep. Daniel Day-Lewis took home the Oscar for Best Actor. J-Law won for Silver Linings Playbook. Anne Hathaway was your Best Supporting Actress for some reason. And again, You generally screwed the shit out of
what
Avengers.
What did Hathaway win for?
Les Mis,
Best of
all. Oh, yeah.
That one was probably well-deserved.
1981 Oscars?
1981 Oscars. Was Empire nominated for Best Picture?
Oscars. 1981 Academy Award winners. I have to also pull up the and nominees. 1981, Oscars.org. Wow, there's like this whole site. I just want to see who was nominated and who won.
Just give me a list, websites.
Seriously.
That's all I want is a list.
Select a category. Thank you. What the hell? Best Picture. There we go. Show me Best Picture. It was not nominated.
Not nominated? That's okay. That's fine.
The nominees were Ordinary People. I'm sorry, Ordinary People won. The nominees included The Coal Miner's Daughter, Elephant Man, Raging Bull, and Tess.
Raging Bull won that year, right?
No, I told you Ordinary People won.
Oh.
I literally just said that.
I didn't hear you. Okay, anyway.
That's literally what I just said.
Okay, well, I didn't fucking hear you, so move on.
All right, Mike.
The alcohol starting to catch up to you,
absolutely,
too, John?
All right. We'll eat another buttered croissant.
No. It's not good radio when you eat on mic.
I disagree. I do it all the time. Well, listen, do you guys have anything else? Did we hit everything? Did we talk about everything?
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Coming up, listen, future podcast teaser. We're going to have some more interviews coming your way. I'm going to bring Grant on and grill him about why he hates Teen Titans Go.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do that, but we're saving it.
We need Grant. Grant for this. I need a contrarian opinion, and you and I both enjoy Teen Titans Go.
I mean, since he's basically useless now, according to his new profile.
If you check out his bio at thecourtofnerds.com. What a fucking weirdo. Anyways,
love you.
Love you. We do love all of you. We do love Tom and Chi. The three of us actually met up with our old pal, the king of the city, Andy Budnick, and I'm restoring his title as we had a wonderful dinner with him and a very nice conversation about the wars.
Yeah.
You see, are you begrudging that?
No, I'm not begrudging, because he had actual arguments and wasn't just a butthurt.
They were film-based. They were film-based, not fiction-based.
John is a little upset that he didn't get to shove the Star Wars books that he brought in
brought
the King's face.
I brought a book, and we totally looked through it. So.
We totally shoved it in his face.
But not the way that you were, you wanted to be like,
I wasn't going to be a dick. I need him to draw me pictures.
By the way, shout out to Andy Budnick for doing the single best family portrait I've ever
had.
For
real.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We're going to, it'll be framed. We'll shoot you guys a picture once it's in a place of honor in our home. Until then, we are your Court of Nerds. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
John.
Jesus, what the fuck was that?
John.
John's got better places to be. We got to go.
Totally do.